Dean Richards with entertainment news now, and this is troubling health news about Dave Coulier, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Kind of sad. Dave Coulier has been in a battle with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma since earlier this year. He's gone through treatment, seemingly has beaten the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and did a routine checkup just the other day, and the doctors discovered that he now also has tongue cancer. They say that the two cancers are not linked, and he will undergo radiation treatment on his tongue, very painful, through the end of the year. Coulier says regular routine scans have saved his life twice. So he's said, I'm back in the battle.
Hopefully things will turn out well for him.
Yep.
Sabrina Carpenter has a beef with the White House. So what's this all about?
Yeah, add her name to the long list of musical talent that have asked the White House to stop using their music without permission. Sabrina Carpenter, one of the top pop artists out there right now, is asking the White House to stop using her song Juno in a video on their social media that shows ICE agents arresting people. She said the video is evil and disgusting, and she said, do not ever involve me or my music to benefit your inhumane agenda. The White House then responded to her, saying, here's a short and sweet message for Sabrina Carpenter. We won't apologize for deporting dangerous, illegal murderers, rapists, and pedophiles from our country.
Okay.
So the video is still up on social media, and the fun, back and forth.
The fun continues.
The fun continues.
Music news, and this is the first time these two groups are going to be touring together, isn't it?
Yeah, this I'm actually kind of amazed that this is the first time that Styx will perform with the group Chicago. They just announced that they are going to be touring next year, and it's going to be a while until the concerts actually take place. It will be, let me see here, the exact date and location.
They announce these tours and put tickets on sale so early now, don't they?
Well, they're, you know, for holiday gift giving. That's what that's all about.
I see.
But the show itself isn't going to be until next August, August 1st at the Allstate Arena. But the tickets, the pre-sales are going on right now. General ticket sales will begin Friday. But it'll be Styx and Chicago for the Windy Cities Tour. They're calling it All the Hits, Your Kind of Tour. I would just add, the group Styx is perfectly fine now the way it is. You want me to really buy a ticket to that show? Add Dennis DeYoung to the bill.
Yeah.
Because Dennis DeYoung is Styx, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, you got Tommy Shaw, but that would complete it, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
And Dean has a happy announcement from Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, she is an engaged woman. So congratulations to her. She and her longtime boyfriend, Max Morando, announced the news while they were on the red carpet for the world premiere of the new Avatar movie, which I've seen, by the way, and is fantastic, and is also 3 hours long. I'll tell you more about that next week. But back to Miley. She is sporting a beautiful 14-carat yellow gold engagement band right now, cushion-cut stone. And she says she's very happy. They've been going together for like 6-7 years now, so this one could stick for her,
I guess. New York Film Critics handed out some awards. Who are the winners?
Yeah, this is the very beginning of the film awards season. And the other day, the Gotham Awards came out, where they gave the Leonardo DiCaprio movie One Battle After Another its top honor. Same thing with the New York Film Critics. They have given the Paul Thomas Anderson-directed film Best Picture of the Year honors. Other winners include Wagner Moura for Best Actor in his role in the movie The Secret Agent. Rose Byrne won Best Actress for If I Had Legs, I'd Kick You. And best director was Jafar Panahi, who was given the award for his film, It Was Just an Accident. Golden Globe nominations are coming out on Monday, by the way, so we're getting into that time of year.
Yeah, tis the season. A lot of people talking about Stranger Things. We were really into it, I think season one and maybe two. Then I just forgot about it, but it's still really popular, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh. Through the roof. The season five, which will also be the series finale, it'll completely wind things up for Stranger Things, just came out over the Thanksgiving weekend. And in just 4 days, it scored more than 59 million viewers. That's the best premiere ever for any English language Netflix series. So now the next three episodes of Stranger Things season five will debut on Christmas Day, and the very final episode, the series finale, which is going to be a two-hour one, I'm told, will be on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, both on Netflix, and interestingly, also in theaters. So if you want to see it up on a big, big screen, the tickets for that just went on sale yesterday as well.
What can we watch on TV this week?
Lots of good stuff, including a brand-new George Clooney movie, that is called Jay Kelly. It's the story about an aging movie star pondering his career, trying to reconnect with his grown-up daughter. One of the standout things in this movie is a co-starring role from comedian Adam Sandler, who is such a great dramatic actor, and he shows it once again. I would not be one bit surprised to see him get some of these award nominations for his role in this movie. He's quite good. Kelly begins streaming Friday on Netflix. Michelle Pfeiffer's got a new movie. It's called Oh, What Fun, a story about an overworked mom who feels like her family's taking her for granted. So she takes off for some me time. Dennis Leary, Felicity Jones co-starring in that. Also, there is the movie that is called My Secret Santa, about a single mom who disguises herself as a man in order to get a job as a ski resort Santa in order to get her daughter snowboarding lessons. Also this week, we've got a brand new Diary of a Wimpy Kid movie, The Last Straw, that begins Friday on Disney Plus. Ed Burns has got a holiday sequel to his movie from several years ago, the Brothers McMullen. Now the Family McMullen, debuting Friday on HBO Max. We've got a new streaming series from Gillian Anderson and Lena Headey called The Abandons, about two families going to war over a piece of property in the Old West. And let me see here. We've got quite a few documentaries this week. That Sean Diddy Combs documentary that we've been talking about this week, The Reckoning, is streaming now on Netflix. That's the one that the Sean Diddy Combs people want pulled from Netflix. We've got a brand new documentary about Paul Anka, good old Paul Anka, who has written and performed some of the greatest songs ever. Paul Anka, His Way, is streaming on HBO Max.
I saw a few minutes of it. I started watching it last night. It looks really good.
Yeah, it's really interesting. And you forget how much Paul Anka has done.
Yep.
In addition to his own songs that he had in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, he wrote the theme song for The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. He wrote My Way for Frank Sinatra that he performed on Jimmy Kimmel the other night and just absolutely killed it. He did such a beautiful job of that song. And while we're talking about late-night TV, David Letterman is back with his interview series, My Next Guest Needs No Introduction. They kick it off with his conversation with Adam Sandler, and that is streaming on Netflix right now.
I mentioned to you that I saw Jay Kelly, a little sneak preview at the Music Box the other night. It was my favorite movie of the year. Why is that on Netflix initially? They're not putting that in theaters? It's such a good movie.
I'm surprised. Normally what Netflix does when they have, you know, movies that they want to be considered for Oscar consideration, they will release it first for just a few weeks in theaters, and then pull it back to the streaming platform. If this has been in any theaters for a short period of time, I'm not aware of it. I'd be really surprised, because they are, as you know, there are some really outstanding performances in the movie.
Mm-hmm. And you're right, Adam Sandler, Oscar buzz for sure.
He is standout. He is such a good dramatic actor. I don't know. I don't know what the backstory is on all that. It's not like Netflix to miss an opportunity. they're always pretty on top of all of this. So maybe they're going to throw it into theaters at the last minute. They have till the end of the year to make it eligible for Oscar consideration. So yeah, we'll see if that happens.
Make a note, Jay Kelly, great movie. What are you cooking on TV in about an hour or so?
I am doing, this is would be something fun to make for your holiday get-together. It's a pizza that looks like a Christmas tree. It's like a pull apart pizza where, you know, you pull little pieces off of it. It looks like a Christmas tree and is decorated with Alfredo sauce and pesto, so it makes the tree look green and is delicious. And then you decorate it with pepperoni and green peppers and stuff to make it look like ornaments on the tree. It's really very kind of adorable. But most of all, it's super delicious and really easy to make. And I'll show you how to do it at 9:30 this morning on Channel 9.
Nothing says the holidays like a nice pepperoni on your tree.
Exactly.
Thanks, Dean. Talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.